Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Last Mile. Today's Last Mile may be a little bit short. I had some serious dental work done, but I do want to talk about a couple things and at least get through those. I want to talk specifically to the Curry newbies and soon-to-be newbies because spring is around the corner and there's a huge onboarding that's about to happen in many markets. So I cannot say if you've been on the waiting list, how long you'll be on there. I cannot give you those answers and whatnot, but what I can tell you is end of March, beginning of April, they will be onboarding quite a few people. And no, it won't take away from those in the good Curry markets, because if they are going to onboard, they're going to do it because there's a need for it. And there are new customers coming. There are new national clients coming, as well as local markets. So it's going to, we'll go part by part through this over the next few weeks, as well as some other last mile apps. I was going to talk a little bit about Roadie today too, but I think all I'm going to be able to fit in is that. And then I also want to talk to the veterans about the Billings order that came up and whether or not people would take this. I pretty much got the same comments that everybody would. And a lot of people are starting to understand the benefit of mileage and all that. So, let me see. And then last is, you know, let's see how my mouth's doing, and I'll get into the chat. So if you guys have questions, please, questions, comments, concerns, be posting them throughout. I'll go back. I'll put them up there. And we'll talk about that too. Tomorrow night on the round table, we will be talking about the new DOL independent contractor rule. I know a lot of you have questions, and I know there's a lot of misinformation out there. Directly are the independent are the gig app workers going to be attacked? Probably not, but indirectly they will be, because the companies are going to be fined major amounts. The companies are going to be slapped with penalties, and they're huge, huge, huge penalties. For those wondering, we already had two independent contractor professions ended. If you're a freelancer in Massachusetts or in New Jersey who does school tutoring, if you do school tutoring in New Jersey or Massachusetts, that ended yesterday. It's over. Can't do that anymore. And there's now a huge fine stacked with doing that. So there's one profession gone. We watched 608 leave California. So we'll be counting them all up, keeping track of all this. And we'll be talking about it in detail tomorrow. Again, guys, I already can feel my tooth. So I really, I'm hoping on a half hour. Let's see what we can do. And if I can go a little farther, I will. If it gets bad, I will pull it, you know, obviously. But we will talk about this more in depth tomorrow. While I get a couple things ready, I'm just going to play a short video for you. I just put it up, and it kind of spearheads something that, well, all of this. So I'll be right back. This is very short. Give me one.
We need to stay independent. We don't need legislation or anybody changing where we're at.
I need app-based gig work, and I need to stay independent in order to have a livable wage and work-life balance.
Being an independent contractor allowed me to work the hours that best suits the needs for my family.
This economy allows me to pick up my phone, take some orders, and make over six figures a year to do it.
I'm not worried about all the things that, you know, the higher-ups want or my boss wants. It's 100% me. And I can do all the things that I want to do.
I am a single mom of two boys. I need to have the flexibility to provide for them financially, but to also be home when they need me to.
I use the gig app to help supplement my income as I help take care of my elderly mother.
Being able to work the different gig apps on my time as an independent contractor helps me give an advantage to my children for school activities and other things that my W-2 doesn't quite cover.
Please do not make me an employee. That is just not enough.
Being a W-2 employee is not going to cut it for me.
The freedom and independence of it, to be able to turn on the apps, shut them off anytime I want. I don't want that to be taken away.
Let's stay independent, let's not change it, and let's keep it where it's at.
Protect our freedoms, protect our rights. Keep us independent contractors.
thank you to everybody who has made videos. Clearly, you've probably seen the videos I've dropped with the full pieces of all those people, Yoast and Joe and Ellen and Cray Cray and everybody, because there were a lot of people we didn't get into that clip either. So, but there's more clips to come. There's more to come, and we still need submissions, you guys. I will put the Dropbox link in this, as well as a bunch of resources that I put in the live video that Karen Anderson and I did 2 days ago. And if you guys haven't watched that yet, it's an hour, 15 minutes. Karen and I have often gone 2 hours, but I just wanted to make sure that I told Karen, you know, hey, and an hour to an hour, you know, an hour ish. And it was a very hard thing to get into an hour. So we went a little bit over, we will talk about this more tomorrow night, especially because there's some more jobs on the chopping block for tomorrow. So by tomorrow night, we might have more than just the tutors. In fact, we know of some that are coming up. In fact, in a very soon batch, which, you know, we don't want to see any, but we really hoped this wouldn't show up so soon. In a very soon batch will be the independent trucking industry. And I can't believe they're still on the chopping block, but they are. So, you know, that's, I think that all of you need to realize what a big part of the supply chain the independent truckers are. Don't think that we're covered if independent contractor truckers are gone. They make up over 50% of the trucking industry. So owner operated, 18 wheelers, they make up over 50% of the trucks out there. If you can imagine half of the trucks not operating, you can imagine we'll be in a bigger supply chain issue than we were when we had the toilet paper problems. So that said, we will talk about that more tomorrow night. Thank you for bearing with me through that. I do want to address this real quick. So to the newbies on Curry, listen, I want to make sure that your expectations are not so high that you're like, what the hell's going on? And I know I've talked to the team enough times that I know a lot of us in here multi-app, and I usually don't drop Last Mile on my audio podcast, but I'm going to drop this one. So the audio podcast listeners, because I know they're, you know, I know they'll be wanting to know this as well, is that a lot of you come from just DoorDash. A lot of you haven't multi-apped. Maybe you're new to the multi-apping thing. Since day one, what I have fought for everybody is, listen, complete or no acceptance rate at all. There can't be one because you're an independent contractor. So we can't have acceptance rate. Oh, excuse me. That's my tooth to the audio podcast listeners. So there can be no AR. The only other thing that I really ask is full transparency. Don't have an AR. Don't judge me on metrics you can't use by any code, Barella, IRS, ABC, any of that. You know, if you can't find a test that has it in it already, that's an existing test, then it can't be in these gig apps either, if we're independent contractors. If it is in these gig apps, then we're not independent contractors, and that's a whole different conversation. I've thought that we are not true independent contractors in the traditional sense for a long time, and that we've needed a definition. That definition probably will be laid out. And if you heard at the very beginning of this, you heard Yoast say, listen, you know, we don't need yet legislation. Listen, that all of us don't want that, but to be true and respectful to Sergio, my friend Sergio, we're probably going to be getting legislation in a lot of states. And then we run into a whole different battle too about the state versus the federal level. Karen and I talked about this on the podcast on Monday. So if you didn't see it, please go back and watch it. Scrabble joined us as well, raised on Scrabble, if you know her. She didn't do a lot of lives, but I had her join us because she always has some good comments about this stuff. But yeah, to the Curry newbies, here's what I want to say for expectations. Listen, you're not going to be fed crappy DoorDash orders one after one after one after one. So when you come on to this, especially now in the winter, when you come on to this and you say, hey, I'm only seeing 3-4 orders in a day. That's 3 or 4 more than I saw last winter or the winter before. Now, here in my market, I'm seeing about, 15 plus a day. And that's 15 more than I was seeing last winter or the winter before. Winters get slow on curry. It depends where you live, I guess. It's the same thing as how the market does. Here in Denver, we are weather dependent. So when the weather gets bad, a lot of it's paint, a lot of it's construction needs and whatnot. If those teams are off, there's no hot shots needed. So clearly, the volume goes down. It's the same thing in the summer too. I can say that in the summer, listen, if there's like a brutal windy day or brutal cold and it's pouring rain, it could affect house painters and other things like that. And you might not see as many orders. It's kind of the opposite of like rideshare and food delivery, who sees surges in bad weather. It's kind of the opposite. There is no, the surges come on the nice days, to be honest with curry. But so you're not going to get consistent feeds. You're not going to be able to sit there and live on that. But here's what I would much rather have: 10 apps that don't have acceptance rating and that are fully transparent. If I don't like the order and there's no acceptance rating, no harm, no foul. Right? Am I right? Because I don't want to be played or gamified anymore. I don't want to deal with that crap. I've been doing this since 2015. I don't want to deal with that. So, I'd rather have 10 in my arsenal that, yeah, none of them can make up a day. Now, I can make days out of curry here. I know other people in other markets, it's not just Denver, who kill it. I mean, my friend Dana in Boston. Boston's a great curry market. It does depend. And other markets are building. Clearly, curry is on the attack to take many markets over because they're the top shelf of last mile delivery. But if you're not seeing a ton of offers, or if you're seeing bad ones in the winter, remember that the customer sends those through. So the customer gets on their account, they put it in, and they put in what they want to pay, and there's some guidance. I've been through the flow of the customer side. Now, when they get to the end, curry says, hey, your bid of this, it kind of says this is low. And then they tell you how they'll increase it. And that is based on what the customer's bid is. So if curry knows, listen, most of the orders that this customer wants to make for this distance and what the driver will be carrying usually goes for about $70, and the customer put in $40. Now curry's going to say over 10 minutes, we're going to get that up to $70. And then, so if they put in 60, they might say over 10 minutes, we're going to get that up to 70. Different game. They know, curry knows the magic number, but they also aren't going to, they're not stupid. They're not going to lose customers. The customers do see that their bid will go in. And then if it doesn't get taken, it's going to get increased quickly. I'm sure any of you who are veterans have seen these get grabbed when they onboard people, but you've also seen them go up very quickly. If you haven't, then you're not a veteran. You haven't been doing it long enough to know, because I see this all the time. I pass on orders all the time that boomerang back 4 times, maybe, especially in the winter. People are trying to lowball, I see Gagan in here. In a second, I'll get to the chat, but Gagan sent me a screenshot of Sherman Williams that went through Rhodey, and the offer was one of the worst I've ever seen. So each Sherman Williams manager decides which they use. Like the location down by the Driven Dad, Tony, and the one up in North Glen. We'll use Tony's for example. He prefers curry the most, but he also uses Dispatch Freight, and he has used Rhodey, but he's stopped. So each location makes their own decisions. So here's my advice: get on curry. Things are going to change this year, and DoorDash's comeback is never going to be strong. I mean, I think we all know. Look, a lot of you used to do only DoorDash and now have moved to other apps. Smart. Should be multi-apping. But food delivery is never going to be what it was. And I'm not being rude. I hope you all understand that it never is going to be what it was. I mean, yes, it still could be profitable and good, but it's never going to be what it was. Because food delivery was around before the pandemic. But most people don't even know that because it wasn't big. And then in one day, rideshare got demolished by the pandemic and the food delivery blew up like we had never seen or nobody had ever even thought. And that's why these companies have IPO'd and really tried to push along quicker than, you know, they tried to stall these IPOs. Well, they IPO'd because they knew the pandemic was dying out. So the volume's way down on DoorDash, way down. We know this. I mean, this isn't me talking. These are facts. You can go find them for yourself. There's all kind. You can go to RideshareRodeo.com. And then I heard Gary talking about it last week. And tomorrow night, I'll thank all those guys for doing that when I wasn't around. But if the second link over says gig news, I'll have to make it more prominent, because Gary had gone to the website and he's like, I can't find the news website portion. It's the second link over at the RideshareRodeo.com on the top, says gig news. So you can go there and you can find all of these. You can find the real stats yourself. Hell, you can find them. We can go and find DoorDash saying that their volume is down. I mean, listen, once you're public, you can't really, there's some things you can try and scam around, but you can't straight up lie. So, and when you do, it's a big deal. So here's my advice. Take the ones you want and ignore the ones you don't. It's that simple. Because I know some people are like, hey, they send me orders and they're 14 miles away. It's only a 3-mile order, but it's 14 miles away from me. Then don't take it. Curry doesn't know that you potentially aren't heading up that way with a freight order or a dispatch, because they understand you are an independent contractor. DoorDash understands that you are an employee being paid like an independent contractor, but treated like an employee. It's pretty simple. I mean, DoorDash gets that. That's why they're doing all this. That's why some of the other apps do this as well. So my advice is, get on all the transparent apps where acceptance rating doesn't matter. And get on Dumpling and things like that. Start really reaching out. And by that, I don't just mean like, okay, I do Uber Eats and DoorDash, I'll get on Grubhub and Instacart. I mean, by all means, go do those too. But at the same time, take that with a grain of salt. All the giants have fallen a bit. So I would say get on Delivered, get on Deliver That, get on Paraworks, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's my advice to the newbies. Excuse me, guys. Painful. That's my advice for the newbies is, you know, get on more apps like Curry so that you're seeing enough to balance out your day. Everybody can make a workload out of enough apps. And maybe it will help you start straying a little bit from being so reliant on the ones that have just fallen. Look, they're not going out of business by any means. But if you think the volume is going to come back to what it was, and if you think the pay is going to go back up tremendously, you're crazy. You're crazy. These apps are notorious for not doing that. So, and there's also a lot more behind DoorDash. We'll talk about it tomorrow night and we'll talk about the rule change. But yeah, that's what I wanted to tell the newbies. Just set your, you know, don't expect to be my market day one. Don't get on to Curry after you've been on the wait list for a year and then contact me and say, dude, I've been on it for 2 days and I don't see what you see. Of course you don't. I've done 1,100 curries. If you've done 3 or 4, of course you're not seeing what I see. And in fact, you're not even seeing in your market the best of the best because you've only done a few. I mean, come on. You know? Vehicle size, proximity to location, and driver score. And by the way, driver score, because it's still in a beta mode, driver score doesn't matter itself. You just need to have one. So if you get on there and you're like, hey, it's like a 3.5, I didn't do anything wrong, and you go and you look at what it is, don't worry about that. Maybe I haven't made that clear enough. Don't worry about that. Just have a driver score. You need to do 5 deliveries to get a driver score. That's my advice to you. Take it with a grain of salt. Do what you want. I make a killing on Curry. Curry was 80% of my gig app income last year. And I did very well. Comparatively to other people who work in the gig economy, I worked less hours and I did very well. And yes, I do get up early in the morning when I make that kind of money. Yes, I do get up at 5 a.m., but I'm done by noon. And yes, some hot shots come in the afternoon, but sometimes I have enough other things to do where I made enough, you know, if I made $250 by noon or $250 plus, I'm happy. So now I'll come home and I do my other work. Right? I mean, I don't know. You know, it's just different. It's different mindsets, you guys. It's the way that some of the Amazon Flex people view the work. In some markets, it's great for them. In others, they can send you way out into nowhere. And who knows how long you'll be out there and whatnot. So to each his own. For me and for many markets, curry is fire. But you gotta try a little bit. You gotta put a little effort in. And you also have to wait for spring. You can't get, if you've got on during the winter, don't judge it based on that. Just my personal advice. So let's see. Before I go to the Billings, Montana one, and then I'll check Q&A, I'm just going to say hi to chat real quick. What's up, Kevin Hawthorne? What's up, Gigan? What's up, Evanaska? Hey, David, how are you? And Traveler, what's going on? I did not see your comment, but hopefully I just answered it in all of that. Cause that really is, that's what you need to know. I will try and look for it after, but that's what you need to know. But, yeah, guys. So listen, last mile next week will be at 3 PM Eastern, 12 PM Pacific, at least for the foreseeable future. I might change that. However, my day often with Curry ends around like noonish. And that's when I come home and do a lot of computer work and other things. So 1 o'clock for me works really well on a Wednesday. And actually, that's when this had initially started. So we'll try that out again, see how it works. And if you do miss it, you can always catch the replay. But yeah. And then always, always, always leave comments, you guys, on any of the videos. But especially like on these and stuff, you have Curry. If you catch it on the replay, put your comments in. If you're listening on audio podcast, you guys are great. You know how to get in contact with me. Just email me, steve@rideshare.com. That applies to you guys as well. So let's talk about the Billings offer, because everybody who's getting this stuff seemed to get that's a great offer. There was a couple people saying, oh, that doesn't make any sense. The people who are getting it do understand that 68 cents per mile in tax write-off is huge. I don't know who's done their taxes for this year. I don't know who is getting back money. I don't know who's paying in. If you've done them correctly and you haven't done a lot of miles and your earnings are pretty high, I can tell you this. You probably owe money. Unless you have just a random group of circumstances and write-offs that you can have that most people don't. Most likely, if you made good money last year on the gig apps and you don't have a lot of miles, you're paying into taxes. And if you're not, and if you're doing them yourself, I would have somebody double check your work, because you don't want to fall to an audit. We've known a couple of people who have fallen to audits, and every one of them has come out a loser. I'm just saying. I mean, I know that a lot of people are straight, but I'm just saying and I don't mean that they did anything wrong, even with Uber drivers. You know, they said that, where are all your client names? Well, I don't have them. Uber keeps those. Well, you're the independent contractor. So the auditors aren't even like, they understand, but they're just kind of ignoring you and saying, you still need to have it. Well, you know, I can't get it. It's tough. We're going to fine you. So be careful on your taxes. If you haven't done them, don't rush them. If you are somebody who's very concerned, you can file for an extension. Do anything you need to do. And if you are past years, I was telling somebody this the other day, so I thought I would mention it today. If you owe past years, or if you haven't filed past years, everybody should have an IRS account set up. If you don't, go to the IRS website, set up one, because it also protects you from identity theft. You can set up a free account, and then you can see, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you go in at the end of January into the IRS website, and if you've created an account, you will see everybody that has filed that you did independent contractor work for them, because by January 20th, all of those have to be in. So in the IRS website, it lists, well, Uber said you did work for them, Lyft. So you'll know who you should be expecting documentation from so you can file properly. So bottom line is it's such a beneficial thing, and it keeps your, it keeps, it, do, it doesn't It doesn't bulletproof it, but it keeps you a little, your privacy a little bit safer. So with that said, Excuse me, guys, that's hurting a bit. So let's get through this in case I start really hurting here. But yeah, let's take a look at this. So, okay. There's a couple issues here. If you see where Denver is and you see that number one on the map, you will also see underneath it, one says Parachute, Colorado. Now go up underneath the money for $1,431.89. You will see that I am 208 miles from the pickup. Okay. And that the, and then it says stops, one stop. And it's saying the pickup to the drop off, which is Billings, Montana, is 583 miles or 588 miles. That actually was 530 miles. So it was 208, it was 208, 530, but it was 444 coming back. Like if I were just to drive, because where that one is in Denver. Denver's the dot after the R on Denver. And the straight shot right down the highway from Billings to Denver is 444 miles. So if you add that all together, it's around 1,200 miles. Well, that's, you know, first of all, that's 68 cents. It's about $850, $900 of write-off that I have immediately for next year. I made this, or this is the payout for a 36 to 48 hours of your time. Depends on how you play that out. I mean, you could probably even do it faster, but I would recommend to take some time and rest when you do these long ones. But I hope everybody understands that that's an amazing pay. You want to do this. And like Geezer and I have told you many times, listen, mileage is a gig worker's best friend. If you're concerned about that, that's a different story. Like if your car might die if you take it more than 50 miles or you're just scared to take it out of your zone, okay, well then that's different. That's totally different. But Priuses can work on Curry. All kinds of things can work on Curry. And other apps are going to offer you these long hauls as well, especially in the summer. So here's the thing. Make sure you're ready for these, because if you don't want to do these long hauls, they're not all long hauls on Curry. I mean, I do a ton around town and make great money. But I love the long hauls because I get to write off the miles and the pay is usually very good. To me, that pay is very good. So I would recommend everybody take that. But to each his own. I don't know how you're playing the game. And I don't, again, one thing I do need to say is I don't know what car you drive either. I do need to put that into perspective. I don't think it should matter what car you drive in terms of if your car is able to do that and you're, and it's not a concern that it might break down or you're just scared to take it that far. If that's not your concern, you should be willing to put miles on your car. Because you are using your car for gig work every day anyway. And we know the likelihood of an accident or issues happening with your car are three times higher in the city than on the highway. So driving around doing DoorDash, you are much more likely to get into an accident doing this, that, the other. So weigh all this for what it's worth. You know, I mean, take it with a grain of salt, but at the same time, understand, make a decision here. All right. Even though my car is my personal vehicle and my work vehicle, I understand that miles are going to go on to this. And I want to do that. That helps me in all kinds of ways. So yeah, that's really what I wanted to get through. Let's see if we can't, I can go a little bit longer here, you guys, maybe another 10, 15 minutes. Like I said, I'm gonna have to cut it short. My mouth is really kind of killing me. So don't worry, I spit out all the blood before we started, so I think let me see. So okay, where was the first question I had? Okay, so Josh, should I contact them to make sure I stay active? Haven't had one since 12/20. Have you seen offers though, Josh? I mean, wait, you're not 3 months. Yeah, I mean, you know, actually, I've never been in that position. Not this year anyway. In the past years, like in the winter, I probably, well, not 3 months, but you know, what Josh is referring to is they do a soft deactivation after 90 days if you haven't taken an order. But I'm not sure if they're forgiving during the winter or what. All it takes is a simple email to reactivation@curry.com, and you're actually reactivated the same. If you get it in before noon Pacific time, you're reactivated that same day. So you're not really deactivated. You're soft deactivated. And all that means is that they don't want to send you data if you're not going to take any. So take, you know, if and that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if they're sending you orders, even if you don't like them, again, acceptance rating doesn't matter. None of that matters. They're just soft deactivating you saying, hey, listen, let's, you know, re-email us if you're interested in being on this platform. So I don't even know. That might have even changed. Maybe I need to check on that. So I'm glad Josh put that up because maybe they're not doing that anymore. I don't know. That's not a question I've asked them in a little bit. So let me see. Do you know if they're doing this in Illinois? Doing what? Even Asuka, if you're still here, can you put in the chat what you are referring to here? And then I will absolutely answer it. Oh, hey, David. I don't know if I said hello to you. I didn't see you there, maybe. How are you? And Traveler again, what's up? So you've done like 300 curries. Okay, that's awesome. So let me see what Chris is talking about. I received a violation today on curry for punctuality. The app started the delivery by itself. Well, what do you mean? It cannot start the delivery by itself. You had to somehow click. I mean, you have to go into the manifest and click start delivery. It would never just put it on. So I'm not really sure what you're asking there. A lot of times you might get, you know, somebody might have screwed up remember everything's a hotshot too. So let's say that was a hotshot order that somebody didn't show up for, Chris, and then you took it and you showed up and you took it. You might get a ding on your punctuality. But like I just said, that's still in beta mode, the actual score in its meeting. But they understand that, like, you being late might not have been you. It might have been the driver before you who screwed up. So that I wouldn't worry too much about. I would be very concerned about the part where you say the app started itself. And I'd be very careful when contacting Curry about that, because make sure that you're very clear on your wording to them, because you don't want to say, hey, listen, the app started itself, because they know it can't do that. It cannot do that. You have to, once you even say, when an offer comes in, for those of you not familiar with what Chris and I are talking about, the offer comes in and you claim it, and then you have to go to your claimed offers and start it. And it's very procedural. So you would have to go into the manifest and start it. And that's a different part of the app. So it wouldn't start itself. So I don't know. I hope that, and then start by itself and didn't ask me to upload the picture. Wait, now I'm confused. Okay, so let me reread. So the app started the delivery by itself and didn't ask me to upload the picture. So that's two different things. Starting the delivery, you don't need a picture because you'd be wherever you are starting. You hit start and you need to start going towards the deliver or the pickup. Now you're talking about the picture. That's a whole different issue. It didn't ask me to upload the picture. You have to, I make this clear all the time. You have to upload a picture with every curry delivery. You have to. So at pickup and usually and at drop off. So that should have been. And usually it won't even let you hit next anyway if you haven't at least uploaded one. I mean, I know that on some it doesn't require documents anymore, but on some it does. And again, guys, like if I'm making this sound overly complicated, it's not. It's very easy. There's just more steps than putting a food delivery bag at a door. There's a little more to it because it's B2B. So what I would say is, you know, I'm not really sure what happened there for you, Chris, because you're saying that the app started itself. It can't do that. And you're saying that it asked you to up or it didn't ask you to upload a picture. it doesn't really ask you anymore, but if you try and hit next, it won't let you, like if you're at the pickup and you haven't uploaded a picture of the pickup, it won't let you hit next to see where you're taking it for a delivery. Do you follow? So like it would have said, hey, I mean, it literally would have said, hey, you didn't upload a picture. So it wouldn't have let you say next. I'm not sure. And then same thing at the drop-off. You can't finish until you hit, you know, that you've uploaded a picture. Now, could you take a picture of your dog and upload it? Yeah, but they're going to notice that and get pissed. So, I mean, you got to also just, I mean, it's this easy picture. It's just saying, take a picture of picking it up. And I see below that it was from White Cap Warehouse. I do White Caps sometimes too. I don't get a lot of them out here, but I do get some. And when I do, a lot of times though, those White Caps, they've got me pinged for time too, before. And as you know, Chris, by the way, guys, when we're talking about the driver score, if you get like one bad driver score, you just, one of the coolest things about Curry is it only takes into account your last five deliveries. So all you got to do is five more and it knocks it off. So instead of sweating the actual score, I would just move on. But in Chris's case here, Chris, I would tell you that this is worth emailing them because, but I'd be very careful in the words because they know that our app can't start function itself. It wouldn't have just started you. So I'd be very careful and be very factual. Like use times, screenshots, anything you got. But be very factual. But if you got dinged on a score, don't worry about the score. I know people who have a 2.8 and post to the Facebook group. And then I say on there that, hey, that doesn't matter. You have a driver score. That's all that matters. Like if, let's say you have a 5.0 driver score or a 2.0 driver score, it doesn't matter because it's in beta mode. They just want you to have one. Like having a driver score is basically, think of it as a 5 for right now anyway, because they understand it's not a perfect system. They understand that you're picking up orders that other people have screwed up. So I was still waiting for the order at White Cap. So now I'm even more confused. So if you were waiting, you obviously can't take a picture, but to get there, you needed to start engage the offer yourself, but you wouldn't be able to upload a picture until you're done waiting and they've got you what you need. I've had to wait at places before too. I mean, that just happens. So not sure if I answered that or not. Well, I did to the best of my ability, but, let's see. I would think that Uber was their client. Well, you mean that the client was a customer of Uber's? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's how, I mean, look, we are W-2 employees. I just got that wrong because of my tooth pain. We are independent contractors. So it is your client. It is your customer. They are just feeding you. However, being a traditional independent contractor as well for many years, I can tell you every part of the traditional gig economy that I know, you can't, like, I do have to have that information. Who was your client? This was my client. This was my customer. And I do. I have documents for all of that. With Uber and Lyft and stuff like that, you don't have your clients. That Uber has that. You're not going to have a list of, like, if you did 8,000 ride shares last year, you don't have 8,000 names ready to turn over in a audit. I think he's talking about the order onboarding. Oh, wait. App still says it's coming when they start in my area for my car type. Even asking, you can email me steve@rideshare-rodeo.com if you want and send me a screenshot of what it says, because I don't think that's, I know what you're saying, but I don't think that's exactly what it says. But I know what you're saying. I know what you're getting at. But also, you live in northern Chicago. You live in northwestern suburb Chicago, right? They are in that area. So my guess is you're still on the waiting list. There is one trick. We talked about this on a previous Last Mile, and maybe you missed it. We found this out because somebody had told me, and somehow we just worked through it one night, that they're like, I don't know why I've been on the waiting list so long. And so I'm like, everybody is, but we actually went through some steps and found out that even though they had onboarded to Curry, they had not uploaded their vehicle type. And as soon as they did, they were activated in 2 days. So I think I even did a short about it, 'cause I was like, man, make sure you guys are on the waiting list. Make sure you go in and add your vehicle type, because for some reason during the onboarding, I don't think it makes you do that. So then once they send you that thing that says, hey, you're accepted, but we don't have the volume in your area yet, that is their default that comes onto your screen. But really, they might not have your vehicle. If they don't have your vehicle, you'll never get off the waiting list. They have to have a vehicle. They have to know what pool they're putting you into. But if you want to email me a little more specific on that, because yeah, the onboarding, yeah, I mean, like I said, the onboarding's how it is, you know, and it's, if you're on the wait list, you've been on it for a decent amount of time. I know other people who've come off it in the Chicago area, kind of recently, and they definitely weren't on it as long as many other cities. So I would check that. I would go into the app and make sure that you have a vehicle listed, and then email me if that's not the issue. Hey, what's up, Jason? By the way, guys, Jason, as soon as I'm done, well, I'm going to be done here in a few minutes because of this tooth pain, but at the top of the hour, so at what will it be, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific today, is the Gig Economy Podcast. Make sure to check it out. Always a good show. I never heard back from Curry. Hoping they... Yeah, you're outside of Dallas, right? Dallas has a lot of Curry drivers. I don't know, David, if you're on Facebook, but if you are, I would recommend getting on the Facebook group for Curry. It has been locked down because of trolls. So, but I'm an admin on there. So if I see you pop in, I allow everybody on. I'll pull everybody on. Just realize, don't get mad and start spewing off. This isn't, it's not Twitter. And it's like the only group that they really keep an eye on. So don't be a jerk in there, because they will kick you out of the group. They won't affect your status on the app, but they will kick you out of the group. And the group can be very helpful. The Facebook group can be extremely helpful if you're on it. There have been 4 offers since down in Iowa. Okay, so yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good question, Josh, and I will check. I will check for you. Because I need to know that answer too. But at the same time, you know, you can email reactivation and just say, hey, I'm just making sure that, you know, I won't get soft deactivated. I haven't seen a lot of offers, and I know spring's around the corner. I want to make sure that I'm in good standing, because I know you are, like, you know, you've done all the deliveries that you've taken perfectly. So they'll just say, oh, you're fine. And they might, like, if there is a 90-day reset, they might put it on, reset it for you. But again, if you were anybody that was to get soft deactivated, don't sweat it. You weren't deactivated. Just email reactivation@curry.com. And you will be, if it's by noon Pacific time, you will be reactivated the very same day. So it's, I mean, if you're already on the platform and you just got soft deactivated for not taking one after 90 days, they'll reactivate you immediately. They're smart. Unlike other apps, they don't want to waste data. So, let's see. And the one I sent you said box truck. What, the crappy roadie one? You mean the one from last night? Yes, I know what you're saying, Steve, but I didn't have to click next, because it was already showing me where it was going. Well, of course it does. It always shows you on the map when you accept it, because it's a transparent app. But you need to go into your orders and hit start. I've had other people do that too, Chris. And maybe you just spaced it today. I have spaced things sometimes with Curry too. But you need to go, once you've accepted it, you do need to go in and start delivery. And if it's not in there, you need to contact support right away and say, I can't start this, because you can't just go based off the map. You can't do that. And even when you pull up the manifest, if you don't click start delivery, you will see the address you're going to. So if you're hitting, okay, go there, but you didn't hit start, they're not recognizing that it's starting, even though they're watching you move in real time. They don't know if you're starting the Curry delivery or if you're doing another something. So until you hit start, it really isn't engaging it. If you got an email. Yeah, yeah. So, Chris, you can always email me, steve@rideshare-rodeo.com. Pretty simple. They say it's a 30 days. It will fall off after that. Yeah, maybe email me. I'm getting pretty confused by this one. Because also, like, you say that, wait, what is this? I'm going to do other app until the fall of the violation. So the violation, they don't do a, I mean, again, I'll check on Gigan's thing about React, about the 90-day pause, but I'll also check on this because they don't do violation pauses. They just pretty much, if you do something really screwed up, like, okay, I've told you guys this before, but I'll say it again today. Alice has told me that many times they have deactivated DoorDash drivers that come over because they literally, she'll email them and say, hey, you know, you're deactivated. And they're very nice about it. But then people have gone, why? What did I do? And she's like, well, you were smoking pot in the parking lot of the business. And they're like, no, I didn't. And she didn't. Because it's B2B stuff, everything's recorded. So she sends them the videotape of them smoking pot. If she says that you're deactivated for smoking pot, she will send you the video of you smoking pot in the lot. Can't do that. It's not DoorDash, guys. You can't do that. I mean, you shouldn't be doing it on DoorDash either. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling people what to do, but I'm just saying you cannot do it on Curry. You can't do it on Freight. You can't do it on Dispatch. They will catch you on all these because it's B2B stuff. So... yeah, you're still on the waiting list. Okay. Maybe I don't remember when you got on the waiting list, even ask. I mean, maybe you haven't been on as long as I thought, but I'm thinking you've been on for a minute. But maybe you should email me anyway. And if when you're emailing me, if you use a second email with Curry, make sure you let me know what that email is. Because I can go and ask the team, like, hey, what's going on with this? But if I... like even Asuka's emailed me before, I think. And if she emails me and I say, hey, what's up with this email? There's something going on here. Can you look into it for me? And they're like, there is no account associated with that. Maybe it's under another email account you have. So make sure you include the one that you are signed up for Curry with. You don't have to email me from it, but make sure you put it in there so that when I'm referencing it to them, I can ask them for you. And then, yeah, I mean... Traveler, I'm gonna address this. It's not just in the Curry group. There's just negativity on Facebook like you wouldn't believe. There is haters be haters on Facebook, straight up. I mean, go to any group, haters be haters, and trolls be trolls, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere on Facebook. Every damn group has them. And to me, it's like it's such a pain in the ass because it's like, dude, just. At least spend a minute trying to figure something out before you just go off and start like hating. You know what I mean? Like to me, and that's one of the reasons I'm an admin in there for them is because I know that their tolerance is like, nope. But I've told them like, hey, I'll get in there. Like, so if somebody posts something rational, hey man, this is upsetting me. You don't have to be like nice, but don't be an ass either. Just post it and say, this is a problem. It's a group that they want you to be able to post and the other drivers should see it too. But what they don't want is screw Curry, fuck this and F that and blah, blah. Yeah, no, it didn't. They're not interested in those. They'll just look right over them because they actually don't even I'm going to be honest. I don't think they care if that's how you're acting. That's not who they're looking for to be doing the work. And I know you're not doing it, Traveler, but I'm saying like, you've noticed what's going on there. Those people don't get deactivated, but they're also not getting the attention that they could if they just nicely worded what they want to say. I mean, let's be honest. You know, as Kim says, kindness is always free. And as I always try and, or as I sometimes try and add in there, kindness is earned. You know, but at the same time, like, you know, be nice when you get on a group like that and you have a question, it's legit. Put it up there. It'll get answered quickly. By me, by other admins, and by the team. And if I see something I don't know, I can get it escalated in a half a minute. But I'm kind of getting to be the same way. If I see screw this and F this, and I know it's trolls that snuck through, and I don't really care. Why would I get into the middle of that? And why am I going to try and help them if it's all swear words and this order sucks? Okay, well, I just went through that. There is no AR. So take what you want. Don't take what you want. You know? I mean, take the ones you want, ignore the ones you don't. It is that simple, guys. And I have fought for transparency forever. You know, if you're transparent, that's really all I can ask for, because if your business model works on paying somebody 10 cents to take something all the way across town and somehow it's working, but if I'm not being penalized to see it, then I can't really complain. I mean, I'm not going to take them and I don't want to be penalized for it. I'm probably not going to ever take an order on your app if those are the type orders they are. So, but at the same time, you know, I'm not going to go off and shoot myself in the foot. That's just stupid. Yeah, no problem. How does Roadie still exist? Pharmacy deliveries. Roadie probably does fairly well. As Geezer puts it, when I have him on here with me, people are thirsty. People are very thirsty and are taking anything. So how does Curry exist? Because, or how does Roadie exist? Because people are taking it, you know? And Roadie orders, if you guys have noticed, they'll sit there forever as a horrible offer. It's not like Curry where it goes up every 5 minutes in increments. That it'll, if like you see a Best Buy delivery, I mean, I've posted some. If you see a 60-mile Best Buy delivery with three stops, it says it's going to take 2 hours, and you're going all around Denver through traffic, and it says $30, you're not going to see that go up on Roadie to 40, 50 bucks. It's just going to stay there right at the 30 until somebody takes it. They'll leave it there all day until somebody takes it. And people take them. I know, because when I wake up in the morning, if I open, I open up my Roadie app with some of the other last mile stuff, and I see the city of Denver populated big time with offers, but they're all crap. But they'll leave them there all day, and by the end of the day, they're all gone. They all do get taken. The only ones that I see that are really worthwhile are the pharmacy ones. And those aren't even that appealing to me, but I will look after a Curry or whatever to see, because sometimes it's a great filler. You know what I mean? Like maybe I finished a Curry and I open Roadie and I see, oh, there's a pharmacy delivery right here and I'm 10 miles from home, but it's going 5 miles. It's going 5 miles towards my house. I'll take it, you know, because the pharmacy ones usually are fine. They're not bangers. You're not going to go, whoa, I can make a living on this, but it's something. And I don't hate on it like I do the other ones, you know? And I mean, with that said, I got to say this too. Like, you guys know I don't like Instacart. Honestly, Instacart's at least up front with their crappy offers. So again, I can't hate on them too much, because all I really ask is transparency. Beyond that, it's up to me. I'm an independent contractor. It's not up to me to tell the business how to run their business, but it's up to me to be able to say, I don't want that and not be penalized for it. Otherwise, they need to call me an employee, at which point I will not work for that app anymore, because I'm not going to be an employee of any of these apps. I've said it many times. I don't think any of us would. So hopefully I'm getting you guys on the audio podcast too with all this. So I ignore one. Oh, yeah, I ignored one today for 165 for 110 miles one way. So you're talking about 220 for 165. Yeah, I mean, yeah, 220 round trip. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like to get, you know, 55, 160. To be honest, that's a dollar. It's, you know, that's $1.50 a mile, or that's a dollar a mile going there and 50 cents a mile coming back. And that order will be taken. I would pass on it too. But at the same time, you know, it's not the worst thing out there. It's not. Especially, I mean, look, guys, if you're on DoorDash and you're making $250 working 7 hours, then great. If you're making $250 plus working 7 hours on DoorDash, great. If you're not, maybe it's worth looking into these other apps, because that's what I make. So I get up early in the morning and I have to bust my ass to do it, but that's what I make. You know, so CVS, 10 bucks for 2 miles. Yeah, but see, like, to me, at least in my market, that's very rare. Even since Shipt stopped doing CVS, even since they broke up and Roadie got the contract with CVS, that's rare. Like, I would normally see like $8 to $11 for usually like 3 to 5 miles. That's why I said I'm not going to rely on Roadie, but it's a good filler here and there. But it's, I guess that's fairly close. But that's, it's not like all day those are there either, and one leads you to the next, and you can just follow a path making $10 doing $2 deliveries. I can't anyway, and we have a pretty good market for Roadie. Not good pay, but good volume. But that said, all the other volumes are down. So, I mean, like, springtime's around the corner. And with springtime around the corner, last mile's where it's at. It is. You can make a lot of money in last mile. And you don't have to do the long hauls. You don't have to do all those that I like to do. That's what I like. It might not be what you like. And on the East Coast, I've had a lot of people tell me, dude, the long hauls can be a big pain because you got to go through a ton of cities and there's tolls. And you get reimbursed for that on Roadie and on Curry and on other things. But they've just told me the long hauls can be a pain, but it depends which long haul it is. Like Dana, my friend in Boston, if he had a long haul going up anything north of there, like towards Maine, Vermont, any of that, he'd do it. But if he had something going south and he has to go through New York City and all that, that's a pain. So, yeah, I mean, that's a whole different animal than I tackle out here in the middle of the Rockies. So with that said, you guys, I have a big pain in my mouth. And I guess the timing is good because in 3 minutes, the Gig Economy podcast starts. So I'm going to go ice my face. I'm going to go have some water. And thank you all for joining. And tomorrow night on the roundtable, hopefully I'll be feeling a little bit better. We will definitely be talking about some DoorDash stuff, and we will definitely be talking about the independent contractor rule. So that said, join me back here next week on Last Mile, because we're going to talk about a bunch of other apps too. We are creeping up on spring, so it's the time. And until then, be safe, earn smart, and be good to each other, everybody. Peace.